How we doing today? Oh man, it's kind of like we've already been hacking away at it, building this beast. But it's time to go ahead and put it all on film.
Crap, so all this stuff really happened way before you guys got here. But I'm curious how conscious you are, how long it's been since the Chiefs had a playoff win. And of course, that's going to be the signature of the season, whatever you guys do.
Obviously, that's always the goal is the win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's why we're here. That's why we work every single day. Obviously, you know about the history of the Chiefs. It's in the back of your head, and you want to change it. But you can't think about it. You just got to go in day by day and put in the routine and the structure of Andy's system. And, you know, on Sundays, just go out there and play your heart out.
Did you enjoy the Royals game last
Oh, of course, yeah. I enjoy every time I go to the K. It's always a good time. I think we share some characteristics in terms of how much energy and how much we show how much we love to play the game, both them playing baseball and us playing football. I think we all show a lot of passion. I think we feed mostly off the city's vibe, the fans. I mean the KC faithful, they always bring it every single week. And you know, sure enough, when they're in the playoffs and football's in season, it's hard to keep these KC fans quiet. So. That's you have to ask him why he said that one.
You don't see a comparison?
I mean, other than I know Hosmer's a cool guy. He's a hang around guy. He's a personal guy, so I know I can relate to that.
What do you look at when you see Houston? When you're studying film on them defensively, what concerns you the most? What do you have? Maybe not concerned, but what are you focused on?
I mean, it's the same as every week. You want to lock in on the certain schemes and things like that. Focus more so on what we're doing as a team. You know, Andy's system has been working for a long time. Coach Reed's system has been working for a long time. So as long as we go out there and we play our fundamentals, our techniques, things like that, you know, it's going to be a fun game.
The sense of optimism that's in the locker room right now, is that any different than either of your first 2 years here?
Without a doubt, I think we have a lot more confidence, a lot more knowing of what we're capable of. Last year, I think it was kind of a mystery, especially when after the first game, the first two guys, we had two of our core guys defensively go down. I think there's a lot more confidence in who we are and what we can be, and a lot more focus on just staying along track and doing the right things week by week. Being around each other for this being the third year this group has been together, learning the systems, learning the structure of how things are going, learning each other's personalities and how we play on the field. You know, going out there and really meshing together this preseason and training camp, I think we put together a pretty good foundation.
Sometimes an opener kind of sets the tone. I mean, for fans anyway, you lose that opener, it's like, oh my gosh, you win it. Man, it's going to be great season. But if you lose it now, you're a game behind. You're playing catch up. How important is the season?
I mean, it's you want to win every single game. Obviously, you go out there with your mindset. You want to get off on a good start. It hardly ever happens. Teams go all the way through the season without losing a game. So if you do lose a game throughout the season, whether it be the first game or a game in the middle or even the last one, you know, you got to snap and clear and move on to the next week. Well, it's a little bit different in terms of leadership, in terms of being the voice of the room. It's a little bit different in terms of accountability. A little bit different, a little bit more accountability on my end, in making sure everyone in the group's doing what we got to do to win. Other than that, though, it's just it's going out here and being able to relate to everybody on the team and coming together and being the best team possible. So.
Talk about more accountability on your part, more expectations from you this year. Do you like that?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, nobody puts the amount of expectations I do than how much I put on myself. So it's one of those things where I want to have all the eyes on myself so that other guys can shine when I'm on the field. Taking coverages and or taking defenders away from other guys so they can get open. You know, it's going to be fun what we can really accomplish here.